Good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to, again, pose two questions, and you'll tell me which of the questions you would like to discuss. So I received the following email this morning. An old friend, a Talmud, and a friend of mine emailed me the following. He lives in Eretz Yisrael right now. He happened to have been in New York for Pesach. So he writes, I was flying back from New York to Eretz Yisrael, and on the plane, I was approached by a yeshiva bacher asking if I would join him to make a Mariv minyan. I responded that I don't daven with a minyan on a plane. He then asked if I would answer amen to their minyan. I said I would, but if I saw that it was causing a chilul Hashem, we were flying United, I would not continue to answer. The minyan took place and everyone was basically in their seats, but close together, and it didn't cause a chilul Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I did notice that a few times the organizer approached one of the people in the minyan to remind him to answer amen, as he was obviously busy with other things. The question is it permitted to answer amen to Kaddish if you're not certain that there are 9 other people answering as well? Also, I noticed that towards the end of Mariv, the organizer and his friend were Chabad, and wearing, okay, we'll leave out the Yechiyah Dineinu part of the question, that's not relevant. But that was question one. And just, you know, 1A, I guess we'll call it. I got a similar email from a high school student. This was a text that read as follows. I daven every day in a minyan with the rest of my class in our classroom. The school used to have everybody davening together, but now they're trying something new, thinking that smaller crowds may be more manageable for the teacher. The thing is, I'm pretty sure that we do not have 9 people listening to Chazaras Hashatz. I'm the Shaliach Tzibur on most days, not because I have such a great voice, but because I'm one of the few who actually davens. Should I not say silent Shmona Esrei so that Chazaras Hashatz can be my silent Shmona Esrei? Meaning what he's asking is a very similar question. If I'm pretty confident that during Chazaras Hashatz, I'm not going to have 9 people answering because I'm davening in a 10th grade classroom and I'm one of the few that davens in my class, so do I not say Chazaras Hashatz? So that is Shaila number 1. All of that is Shaila number 1. So let's move to Shaila number 2 right now. Shaila number 2 is I got from someone who happens to be diabetic. And a diabetic will sometimes need to have, if I understand correctly, will need to have like a very sudden influx of sugar into his system. So when he notices certain symptoms coming on, then it's an indication of low blood sugar. So obviously he's testing constantly, but even if not, if he feels certain symptoms, so he needs to right away put a sucking candy in his mouth, he needs to right away eat a candy. So a guy noticed these symptoms, but he was in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So he obviously couldn't wait until he finished Shmona Esrei. It's Pikuach Nefesh, he was going to do it right now, but he wasn't sure. Now that he's going to eat a candy during Shmona Esrei, should he recite a bracha in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Or do you say that, no, eat without a bracha, you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. How could you say a bracha right in the middle of Shmona Esrei? So these are two shailas. So again, shaila number 1, the fellow on the plane answering Amen to Kaddish when he's not sure if there's a minion that's going to be answering, / the kid in high school who's pretty confident that there is not a minion answering to the Chazaras Hashatz. And shaila number 2, the diabetic who wants to take a candy, who needs to take candy in the middle of Shmona Esrei, should he or should he not recite a bracha? So if everyone could just vote in the chat for which shaila you want. What do we have here? 1-1-1. So I think that's an automatic win. Okay, so it looks like 1 is the vote. No one wanted shaila number 2. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, I guess that means no one's diabetic over here, and if you are, you've already figured it out. Okay, so let's. Oh, Akiva, okay, Shkayach, you just did that. Stam. So let's figure it out. So first of all, just to explain the question, what are they really asking over here? What's this high school student asking? Should I not say silent Shmona Esrei and instead do just Chazaras Hashatz? So clearly what he's trying to say is that they won't do Chazaras Hashatz, meaning he will instead of Chazaras Hashatz is a repeat of Shmona Esrei, but he's worried about repeating Shmona Esrei because he thinks that it might be a bracha levatala if you don't have people answering. I remember many years ago, over 20 years ago probably, It was very popular at the time. I don't think it's popular any longer, but in more liberal Orthodox communities, more left-wing Orthodox communities, it was very popular to have women's tefillah groups, that women wanted to make their own minyanim, so to speak, but they knew they're Orthodox, so they knew that they couldn't have minyan. They couldn't, because an Eidah is only 10 men. You can't have 10 women make up a minyan. But the women wanted an opportunity to lane, and they wanted an opportunity to lead the tefillah. So they put together these women's tefillah groups, and they were trying within some sort of halachic framework to be able to do as much as they possibly can to mimic a minyan. On the one hand, women's tefillah groups happens in every Beis Yaakov across the country, every single day of the year. The women daven together. But that's not with the goal of trying to make a minyan that is more like a men's minyan. So what did they do? They distributed a set of rules of how to make this sort of, mimicking a minyan, how to do it in a way that looks like it's a real minyan. So, for example, like during Kriyas HaTorah, every olah that they would call to the Torah would not say new brachos on the Torah, because that's a bracha levatala. She's not, so they wouldn't say new bracha on the Torah. So what they did was they would save their Birchas HaTorah from the morning until the time that they stood up at the Torah, and then recite the Birchas HaTorah. So that way, you wouldn't require any new bracha. Or, for example, when it came time for Chazaras HaShatz, they couldn't say Chazaras HaShatz, they didn't have a minyan. So the Chazanit would wait and not say her own silent Shemoneh Esrei, and then say her private Amidah, otherwise known as the silent Shemoneh Esrei, out loud. That way, they it was a kunst to get around all of the halachas. Okay, so whatever our feelings are about that, but this person is asking, meaning the idea is that if you can't say Chazaras HaShatz, maybe you can fake it. Maybe you can have your silent Shmoneh Esrei be your Chazaras HaShatz by simply not participating in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So that's really the question. Now, why would you want to do that when not all the boys in the class, let's say, are answering amen to the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei or Chazar Shatz and are not listening or not paying attention? Because the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Dalet says that if you don't have nine people paying attention to Chazar Shatz, we would consider it Karov Lios Birchosav Levatala V'lechein Kol Adam Yasa Atzmo Ki Iluein Tes Zulaso V'yichavin LiBirchos HaChazin. Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't have nine people answering, it's Karov to a bracha Levatala, and therefore the Eitza is every person should view himself as if he's being relied upon to be one of the nine that are listening and answering, and therefore you should have kavana to the bracha of the chazan. So Chazar Shas is not a time to learn, it's not a time to space out, it's not a time to think about other things, certainly not a time to talk to other people or to text or anything of that nature, but it's a time to focus on the Chazar Shas. So, but since Shulchan Aruch says it's karov to be a bracha levatala, so that seems like if you're not going to have nine people listening, it's a real problem to say the Chazaras HaShatz. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Tes over there adds, "Va'olam noagin letzarif leminyan ulespal Chazaras HaShatz." Avilu mi sheyodin bo shemasiach ve'eno shemeach Chazaras HaShatz karoi. V'nira li debekagon ze tov lisnai k'moshkatz b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo sheyasna HaShatz beino levein atzmo bechazaras haTfila shim lo yanu. Tasa Amein Acharav V'yichavnu L'Berchosav She'at Tefillah Yibetaris Nedava. That the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is that we're mitztarif everybody to Chazaras HaShatz. We don't go around the room and looking who's paying attention, who's being careful. No, we include everybody. But he says if you really get the impression that there aren't nine people listening, he quotes a sefer Shulchan Shlomo, not to be confused with the Shulchan Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. This is certainly the Mishnah Berurah never quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in all of Mishnah Berurah. Didn't quote Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So he quotes an earlier sefer Shulchan Shlomo that the Shliach Tzibur should make a tanai during Chazaras HaShatz that if he doesn't have Shlom Lo Yana Tisha Amein Acharav, I said Tasa, it was a typo. Shlom Lo Yana Tisha Amein. If you don't have nine people answering Amein after him, then his kavana is that the tefillah should be a tefillas nedava. That's his eitzah, to make it tonight that it might be a tefillas nedava. Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe Archaim Chalik Bey, Simon Yul Ches, he adds, what about the following case? Sometimes you have a case where they don't have 10 adults participating in the minyan, and they need a minyan, you know, in large metropolitan communities, we're not used to this. But ask anybody who grew up in small town America, and they'll tell you they've seen this 1,000 times, that you don't have 10 adults in the minyan, you have 9 and you have a kid. So they give the kid a chumash, they whatever, they're mistari for katan to a minyan. So it is something, it's not a made up shita, it does exist, it's on the books, it's on the page in Shulchan Aruch. I wrote about this, I think, in my first sefer, about being mistari for katan to a minyan. So, but it's not ideal. Everyone agrees it's certainly not ideal to be mistari for katan to a minyan. So says Rav Moshe, what do you do if you're davening in such a minyan? Tov shashat lo yispalol belachash, that the shliach tzibur should not daven esayel shmon esrei. Eli yichaka b'shir chadasha ad achar sheyigmru ha'am tefila belachash v'yaschil b'kol ram. Ubeze yotze yidei chavaso da masha mispalol hashat belachash urak adei lahastir esfilaso shein zachiv kol kach. Ubeprat kibrishim mispalol min asidri. He says, why is it anyway that the shliach tzibur davens first esayel shmon esrei before he does the chazar shats? It's only to be misadir the tefila b'piv to make sure that he's fluent in the tefillah. Well, if you have a siddur, I'm pretty sure you'll be fluent anyway, says Rav Moshe. And this way, you're not going to risk a brach levatala, because you need to say a Shemon Esrei anyway. So even if it's not valid to have a katan participate as part of the minyan, at least you'll be saying your silence. That will count as your personal Shemon Esrei. So you'll be otze. So essentially, Rav Moshe thought of the same eitzah that this high school kid thought of, right? Or I should say, this high school kid thought of the same eitzah that the women's tefillah group thought of, that Rav Moshe thought of, right? Rav Moshe was the suggested this as a proper eitzah. So the question is, okay, so is that what we do whenever you don't have 10 people answering? I mean, not to be mekatreg on Klal Yisrael or cast aspersions on the way that people treat Chazar Sashatz, but you know, there's a reason the Rambam wanted to abolish Chazar Sashatz. You know, people don't are often not really totally focused during Chazar Sashatz, and there are probably many minyanim that don't have 9 people that are focused. So is that really what we should do? So it's important to take a step back and see what exactly did the Shulchan Aruch mean when the Shulchan Aruch said that it's Karov Liyosav Leos brachos of bracha levatala, that it's like his brachos are bracha levatala. Because as it turns out, it's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Because we pointed out one comment of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch says that when you do Chazar Sashatz, that Hakal Yeshlam Lishtok, everyone should be quiet, Ulechavi Lebrach Shem Baruch Chazam Lanos Amein, and have Kavanah for the Brach Set Chazam saying an answer Amein, and that's what he says. And if you don't have 9 people, Mechavni Lebrachosav, Karov Lios Brachosav Levatala, so everyone should pretend like they're being relied upon for the minyan. So it's pretty clear in that halacha that you need 9 people on task, focused, paying attention, and if you don't have that, then it's a bracha levatala or something akin to a bracha levatala. And l'chora, therefore, if you're very nogel lemaisa, if you're a bal tefila for your shliach tzibur for a regular minyan during the week, and you look back at the 12 people davening at that minyan, and only 8 of them have completed their own shmona esreis, you should not start chazar sashatz until you have 9 that have completed their shmona. Because you need to have 9 people paying attention, at least as a lichachila din for Chazar Shatz. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes elsewhere in Simin Nunei Sivav in Arachayim about Kaddish, where he seems to say otherwise, meaning we would imagine that the 2 shilas that we asked, the fellow on the airplane on the United Airlines flight who was asked to answer Amen to a minion that was davening in their seats, and he wasn't sure if there were 9. And the fellow in the 10th grade classroom in whatever high school it is, we're going to protect the innocent. The fellow who's asked to answer Amen in that high school classroom, we would imagine it's the same exact shaila. Do you answer Amen, you know, or is it a bracha levatala when you don't have a minion and you're saying a davar shebekedusha? But yet in Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Hey, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Vim hischil echad me'asara lehispalel levado, ve'enu yoch lanus imahem, oshu yashen, afilu achim mitztarif imahem. That if a guy is sleeping, he counts toward the minyan. If a guy is in the middle of his own private davening, so he's not able to answer amen, he counts toward the minyan. Apparently, even without nine people answering and having kavana, they're still mitzdarif, a sleeping person. Not only that, the Mishbura writes over there in the name of the Eli Rabbah and in the name of the Derech HaChaim, that even if it's more than one that are not able to answer amen, as long as rove of the people are not davening Shmon Esrei at that time, you're allowed to answer amen. You're allowed to answer with them. The Chayad and Berhetev say that no, you dafka need nine, but the Mishbura quotes such a sheet of the Eli Rabbah and the Derech Chaim that you don't really need nine. So how do we answer this stira? Perhaps once we're able to answer this stira, we'll better be able to answer whether this is a good trick for the person to do, for the high school student, or for anybody for that matter, if they're concerned that there aren't going to be nine people answering amen, if it's a good thing to do. So there are, as far as I know, three approaches in how to answer this stira in the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's three or four approaches. We'll see as we go through it. I wrote about this in my first sefer. This was a very exciting piece in the sefer for me because this was the first time that Rabbi Yisachar Friend used my sefer. And he went through this piece in one of his Thursday night shiurim. So here we are on another Thursday night, and we'll go through it again, I guess. So for those who missed Rabbi Friend's shiur that night. So he has a few approaches. Approach number one is the Drisha. The Drisha in Siman Kuf Chav Dalid writes as follows. Karov be'enai lios bircha shliach tzibur levatala, kasav beis Yosef karov avalo mamish. That, yeah, it's karov to a brach levatala, but it's not mamish a brach levatala. How do I know it's not mamish a brach levatala? Ki kvar kasav lel, reishim nun hei, dem hiskel basara, vafil yatsu ktasan, ashliach tzibur gomer. Because we already wrote, or back in simin nun hei, the Shulchan Aruch already wrote, that even if some people left, and the shliach tzibur can continue, and also, beis Yosef, vafil ktas yishenim, some of the people are sleeping, o mesabram shmos, or astam, schmoozing with each other, talking about the ball game from last night. Still, the shliach tzibur should be mispalo, the gomer tfilaso. So how could you say that it's meikar adin? It's clearly only karov to a brach levatala. So the drisha is very clear that how do we answer the stira between the two places in Shulchan Aruch? One place Shulchan Aruch is telling us the halacha, and the other place Shulchan Aruch was telling us what we should be machmir lechadchila for, but not la halacha. That's answer number one. Answer number two says the Magen Avram, Simon Nun Hei Siv Katan Ches, the kasav maril. Afal gav the kasav harosh to be inon sheichav nu test lebirchas hashatz k'moshe kasav simon kuv chav dalid siv dalid. I doesn't it say that you need nine people of chazar hashatz? Lo nehiganachi da chazina and afil misha masiach ve'na shameya mitzdarev. No, we're not knowing that way because you see that even when people shmooze, and they don't listen, they're mitzdarev. Magen Avraham seems to be saying that it's two deos, and the Shulchan Aruch reflects two different opinions in two different places, but the Ikar Adin is like what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Hei, that you don't really need nine people answering and having Kavana, and we just simply reject what it says in Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, that you need nine people. That's rejected the Halacha. By saying it's rejected la halacha, it makes it sound like even lechachila, meaning unlike the answer of the Drisha, where the Drisha said, oh, in Kuf Chav Dalid he's telling us what we ought to do. In Nun Hei, he's telling us what we often have to do, right? We ought to have nine people answering amen, but we often have to settle for less. Whereas the Magen Avraham seems to be saying, no, disregard Kuf Chav Dalid. We simply don't paskin that way. We paskin like what it says in Siman Nun Hei, that you don't need nine people answering. And Kuf Chav Dalid is rejected from the halacha. That is Mahalech number two. Mahalech number three is that of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe writes in Siman Nun Hei Si'if Zayin, Im Hischel Echad Me'asara Li'ispalo Tfilah Shmon Esrei Levado. If one of the ten starts davening his own private Shmon Esrei, Ve'enu Yochel Anosimam. So now he's not able to participate in answer. Aval Pikein Mitztarif Imahem. He could still be Mitztarif. Says the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Vuhu adin lebeis o gimel o dalid kol shenishar harov shonim amein einanias amiut ma'keves. That even if you have four people that are unable to answer amein, as long as there are six in total participating actively, it's not ma'kev. Shein amirus davar shabakdusha biyud talim ba'aniyasan. The idea that you need the presence of a minion to say a davar shabakdusha does not require that the minion all be actively participating. Rakshu shom. come. You just need them to be present, to be there. Shenemar v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Al kol asara sheim b'nei kedusha shechina shara aleihem. As long as you have 10 people that are b'nei kedusha, the shechina is there. V'yicholim lomer davar shebekedusha, and you can say davar shebekedusha. And here he goes. This is the key line. Kigon, kaddish, ubaruchu, o afilu kedusha imashatz, lo espalel adayin b'lachash li'atzmo. Aval kishashatz choser atfila pambeis tsarich li zarish yutes shom vana menach rav shlo yebrichosel vatalu kamashakasuv sim kuf chavdalin. Whoa! What did he just tell us? Unlike the first two answers, you had the drisha who said one's lechachila, one's b'di'eved. You had the Magen Avraham that says we reject Simon kuf chavdalin and we only accept what it says in Simon nun hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we accept both. They're talking about two different things. By Chazaras Hashatz, it's absolutely necessary to have 9 people listening and answering. Absolutely necessary when you have Chazaras Hashatz. Otherwise, it would be a bracha levatala. But you could say Kaddish or Baruchu or Kedusha if you have 10 people present, even if it's if you don't have 10 people participating. So that's the chiluk between a Kaddish versus U. So now what do we do? Now we split our two shailas, right? Answering a main to a Kaddish where there aren't 10 people answering, but there are 10 people present in the room in that cabin of the airplane. L'chara, that would be mutter, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch. That would be okay. But answering amen to, but saying Chazaras Hashatz when you're not going to have 9 people, that's going to be a problem. So according to that, that's a significant chiluk between the two shailas that we had. Now, what's the pshat though? Why is it that you would be mechalek? Meaning a davar shemekdusha is davar shemekdusha. Why would it make a difference whether it's Chazaras Hashatz or whether it's Kaddish Kedusha or Baruch Hu or something like that? So I think we can explain this based on that which Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita often quotes from Rav Salvechik Zatzal, that there are two halachos in the tefillah of the masses. There's what's called tefillah bitzibur and tefillahs hatzibur. If you were to look in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Hei, Os Yud Gimel, he explains the inyan of Shomea Ka'ona B'chatzi Bracha based on this yesod of tefillah bitzibur, tefillah hatzibur. That, by the way, Shomea Ka'ona B'chatzi Bracha is one of Rav Shechter's favorite topics. If you ever choose to apply to the Kolel or the Kolel Elyon, Rav Shechter is likely to ask something about that. You know, he has his list of questions and he always, simple questions. I can't believe people don't know this. You know, but he's likely to ask about Shomea Ka'ona B'chatzi Bracha and see if you know the basic Mar Mekomos on the topic. So miraculously, all of his Talmidim know the answer. none of the Talmidim from other Shiurim know the answer. But anyway, so in that piece, Rav Shechter explains in the name of Rav Salvechik that there's a concept of Tefillah B'tzibur, meaning that each member of the Tzibur davens to themselves, but there's this maila that the tefillah has because it's happening within the context of a tzibur, because you're standing together with a minion of 10 people. And then there's a concept of tefillas hatzibur. Tefillas hatzibur is that the tzibur as a whole, together, is joining together in a tefillah. And that's Chazaras Hashatz. Chazaras, when you're doing the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, everyone's doing their own tefillah, but they're doing it in the context of a tzibur. When there's Chazaras Hashatz, the Shliach Tzibur is just that. He's a Shliach of the Tzibur. He's representing everybody. Mashal Ma'adavar Doma, you have a concept of a carbon Tzibur, and then there's a carbon of just Rabim, that a lot of people, that there are, let's say all of Klal Yisrael each chipped in a tiny amount of money, and they all bought a carbon together to give as a nedava. That is not a carbon atzibur. That is a carbon ashutfim, where everybody just happens to be participating together. Or let's say everybody brings their nedavos at the same time. So you have thousands and thousands of people bringing nedavos at the same time. That is not a carbon tzibur. It's carbonos being done in the context of a tzibur, barova madras melech, and it's beautiful, and it's a maila, and it's all those great things. But it's not a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur is the carbon tamid every day, the carbon musuf. It's one on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the raya to this yisod is from the Lashon of the Rambam in the 9th paragraph of Hilchos Tefillah, where the Rambam writes, "Va'achar sheyafsiya shliach tzibur sholosh psios la'achorav v'yamod maskul mispal b'kol ram mitchilas habrachos lo'otzias mishalo espalel v'hakol omdim vishomim va'onin ma'meinach kol bracha bracha bein el shloyet zedek vasan bein el shikvar yatsu zedek vasan. What do you see? The Rambam's telling us that that everyone's got to stand during Chazaras Hashatz and listen and answer Amen. Why? I'm not davening now. Why do I need to stand during Chazaras Hashatz? Elamai, it's a tefilas Hatzibur. Since I am davening, it's my tefillah that the chazan is up there doing, so therefore I need to be participating by listening, and I need to be participating by standing. In fact, Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita, Rashiva of Beis Medrash LeTalmud of Lander College, in his Sefer Orchos Yamin on Inyanei Kriya Shema Tefillah, in Siman Yuches, Rav Sachs has many different series of Svarim. He's got, he's written, I don't know, probably by now 40 Svarim, something like that. So he's still working on a series on Chumash. Why is it taking long to write a series on Chumash? Because each gigantic sefer is two parshios of the Torah. So I think he's only up to like 9 volumes or something. So he's somewhere in the middle of Shemos. But in his original series of Svarim were these small black Svarim, which had his Shiurim, meaning like the Shiurim that he loved to say, that, that developed the Yesod, and that Yesod explained, 6 Nafkaminas, 6 Machlokas, and there's being Nafkaminas in that Yesod, like really, really beautiful, beautifully packaged Shtikalach Torah. So anyway, in one of those Svarim, in the small black Svarim, in the Archos Yamim, on Yanni Kriyash Matfila, Semin Yuchas, he explains the Chiluk between Chazaras Hashatz, where you need 9 people answering Amen and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, based on this. He makes this exact same ara. He says, even though you need a minion for Davish HaKadusha, but you don't need everyone answering Amen. As long as you have 10 people present, it's good enough. Ama she'en kein. B'chazaras Hashatz, shehi tefilas hatzibur, b'ino nishtatfas hatzibur, so then you need the tzibur to all be mishtatef together, dahainu. L'kol ha'pachos, tisha mechavnim l'brachos Hashatz, va'onu m'amein. V'zos k'dei she'enikr, she'tfila zu hi tefila shel hatzibur. And that's in order to make it recognizable that it's a tefila of the tzibur. So now, where does that leave us? Where does that leave us? Meaning, we now had 3 approaches as to whether you need 9 people in order for Chazaras Hashatz. The first 2 approaches said, not really. Either only l'chadchila, or not really at all. We just reject that principle entirely. Right? That was the Drisha, that was the Magen Avram. The Drisha saying, l'chadchila, but b'di'evet, it's okay. And the Magen Avram saying, you don't even need l'chadchila, we reject it entirely. And then we had a third approach, that of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says, no, even b'di'evet. It's a bracha levatala if you say Chazaras Hashatz without 9 people answering Amen. So which is it? How do we paskin? Right? Do we accept the Rav Shulchan Aruch? Do we accept the Alter Rebbe's Pesach? So if I'm Lubavitch, I know what I accept. But what if I'm not Lubavitch? So then what? So it seems that we would accept the Pesach of the Magen Avraham or the Drisha, that it does work even if you don't have 10, because the Lashon of the Mechaber, Karov, Lios Birchos of Bracha Levatala, seems pretty compelling that it's only Karov and it's not Mamish. In fact, there's a beautiful new Sefer that came out that I've been quoting a lot this week because I've been looking through it a lot. Shalos Uchuvus Orach Yaakov and Simon Yotes. The Orach Yaakov is Rav Forsheimer, one of the poskim of BMG in Lakewood. And they're just such nicely written Shuvas. They're so easy to read, so clear in terms of the style and the presentation. He thanks in the Hakdama of Daniel Asher Kleinman for helping him out with all of this, and you can see it's a similar style. Rabbi Kleinman is one that writes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Svarim, so he also writes in such a beautiful style. So Rav Forsheimer writes that Rav Moshe said when you have a child being mitzarif that you should pull this trick, you should not say the Sanj Manasseh. He says that's because there's a child being mitzarif, but Rav Moshe would not have said the same thing if there were 9 B'nai Das being Mitzarif. Oh, what's the difference? Either way, it's a machlokas, whether that counts as a minion or not. He said, no, because by the child, you're not even sure that there's a chiv of Chazaras Hashatz. Because if the kid is not Mitzarif, then there's no chiv chal at all of Chazaras Hashatz in the first place. So that's where Rav Moshe recommends, doing this shtick where you're not going to say a silent Shmoneh Esrei and you'll only do a Chazaras Hashatz. But when you have 10 people and they're just not all answering Amen, you definitely have a chiv of Chazaras Hashatz. you just may not be able to do Chazar Sashatz because you might not have the proper participation. But you definitely have a Chiyuv of Chazar Sashatz. So in such a case, where there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, so then Rav Moshe would not have said to pull such a trick. He would have said to do a normal Chazar Sashatz. So it seems that that's the normative psak, that one should do a proper Chazar Sashatz, even if he has doubts as to how many people are in fact listening. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful Shabbos and a good evening.